Welcome to Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, coming to you from the rolling hills of Big Spring Valley in beautiful Alabama. Katherine Lang offers words of encouragement and hope to help grow up lives boldly pursuing peace and joy. Katherine seeks out the rainbows of life while sharing her lollipops of encouragement along her journey. Here on Growing Hope, she features words to help hope and grow courage, all while challenging herself and listeners to radical choices and bold purpose. This is Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are growing hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. And now, here's your host, Katherine Lang.
Hello, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we are investing just a few minutes to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. I am Katherine Lang, and I am your faithful and faith-filled Rainbows and Lollipops host because I know that there is a silver lining. I believe there is a possibility, and I recognize there is always hope if I'm willing to look hard enough and to seek long enough to find it. Now, I have a secret to share. I'm not normal. At least I'm not normal if you hold me up to the standards they have set. I've never been normal, if you ask the people that have known me or have met me over the years, or maybe just encountered me at the grocery store. Some of my earliest memories were of my uncle daring me to challenge the system. Dare to be different became my motto, and sometimes I set out to be different just out of sheer defiance to the world. Today, I'm teaching my children to be different, to be peculiar, because we may be in this world, but that does not mean that we're supposed to be of this world. People are supposed to look at me and wonder just a little. Others should look at me and think, that's a little radical. Because when I push through the boundaries of ordinary, and when I do find my own unique way and dare to walk in that uniqueness, when I go beyond the conventional expectations, that is radical living. And that will launch me into something unexpected and unimagined and amazing. I was sitting in a church meeting one day, and they were discussing the cost of renovating a building. I knew that they wanted to move from the space, and I knew they wanted the space to be more than what they were talking about. I said, how much is it going to cost to get what it is that we really want? They spit out a really large number, and then went back to talking about praying for the amount they needed just to renovate. And I said, wouldn't it be better to pray for the amount needed to get all that we want? And they just stared at me. In truth, they stare at me a lot. I tend to think in unexpected terms more than in the expected. I have a habit of taking the we've never done it that way before path, and for some, that path can be uncomfortable. I almost drove one of my relatives off the deep end of into the deep end of the pool when we first started having children. And I laugh because it did. I drove her crazy. That relative would explain what I had to do, and I would always remind that particular relative that I had checked the paperwork when we left the hospital, and none of those requirements were on the paperwork. She would always tell me, that's the way it's done. And I would tell her, but we're doing something different. We're doing something different. Something peculiar, something radical. For me, I get to that place of radical when I step beyond where I am. First, I have to recognize that it is only radical because someone other than me has different expectations. And I don't have to align myself with the expectations they have. Second, I have to organize for this journey because a radical life is an active life, and without organization, I am more busy than I am active. Third, I have to strategize so that I know what I need to be doing in my radical life and to bring all my dreams into a reality. I need a plan. Fourth, I have to visualize the radical life. I have to invest in seeing it in my mind so that I begin to believe it in my heart. And fifth, I have to actualize all that I have been growing. In other words, it will take action. Even the journey to getting to a radical life seems a little radical to some. I mean, it's not complicated, which is really radical. Simple simplicity is radical to so many people. The other thing is that it's on my shoulders, which is really radical. And finally, it is possible if I decide it's possible. And that is definitely a radical way of looking at things. It turns out I'm only limited in my journey when I decide that I'm limited. The radical life is one that is determined to be more than the expected, and it's determined to be more than the ordinary. And the life that takes action to bring that determination into full bloom, that is a radical life. People don't expect that as the normal way of going about doing business. So I am radical, not because I defy you or because I defy your rules. I'm radical because I dare to live out the impossible. The first step to living out a radical life is to recognize the path. Because a radical life, it might not look like much to the untrained eye. I think about the poem, The Road Less Traveled, and in that poem, he talks about two paths. One was worn but covered and not tread on, and the other was covered and not worn, but also not tread on that day. Both were not tread on, so he took the one less traveled by. Which one did he take? To me, the radical road is the one I choose, not because they said it, or it seems better, or the great they out there thought that's what I should do, but because it is the road that I know I want to take in the moment. It is my road less traveled. They have been working hard to dictate my journey for most of my life. Being raised in a small southern town meant they knew everything, and they had something to say about everything and about everyone. Truth matters very little to what they share. I was blessed to have a radical uncle, and I mean radical in every sense of the word that you can imagine, but he empowered me to stand up to they. I was also blessed to have a spirit-filled dad that fed me scripture and helped me pour a foundation that would be a better way to a radical life. Being bold enough to stand against they and being founded in the Word of God helped me to begin recognizing, even at an early age, that what way would be better for me. Now, I do confess there have been times when I've chose the well-worn path because they came disguised as teachers and advisors or as family that cared about my journey. But those foundational components, boldness and the Word, helped me adjust my way. My keys to unlocking the ability to recognize the radical: one, get past the noise, because everyone has something to say about everything. Two, write down the heart. I need to peel back the layers piled up on me. Three, stop being so realistic. Dreams are supposed to be daring. Four, keep the mouth closed. Not everyone is ready to hear about the radical life. And five, go back to a place of peace. Create a moment or location where you can escape from the reality and regain a sense of calm. People told me that because I was good in math, I needed to pursue a career in engineering. People told me that because I was good with people, I needed to pursue a career in counseling. People told me, well, let's just be honest, people told me a lot of things, because every person out there has an idea, opinion, or an understanding of what I should be doing. To create my ability to recognize my path to a radical life, I had to stop putting so much weight into what they had to say. I still listen to others. I still learn from others. But I know that my way will never match up to their way because I'm not anyone other than me. The noise of the world provides great distractions from my journey. I'll be walking along minding my own business when a squirrel just runs out in front of me and I'm off to chase the squirrel. It may be an hour or a week before I come to my senses and realize that the squirrel was just another distraction they have provided. I recognize the distractions better now because I've invested in writing out my heart's desires, those deep down dreams and ideas that are so scary that I don't want to give them voice yet. Writing them down makes them a little closer to real, and it also gives me a reference point for those times when the squirrels rage out of control. It may seem counterproductive to give any energy to such dreams, but it is only by dreaming that I can reach my full potential. Albert Einstein once said that imagination is more important than knowledge. Many of the great leaders, great creators, and great businessmen of our times and those before us shared the understanding that the imagination is, was, and will be the beginning of it all. I have to dream to begin to become. And if your imagination is out of focus, then you can't depend on your eyes, according to the great philosopher Mark Twain. Dare to dream and break the cords of reality they have tried to use to tie you down. But avoid spending energy on trying to show them how they are wrong. They don't get it. I keep my big dreams away from the prying eyes and pushy lives of they. I may have a few trusted allies that are encouraging me on this journey, and sometimes the only one I trust with the dream is God. But they know little of the radical plans I have to dominate the world. Despite all that I invest to recognize and pursue my radical life, I've been known to get bogged down. I did well to pursue the more radical life in my personal endeavors, and I did it without too much struggle. My husband and I chose a small two-bedroom home to raise our family long before the tiny home movement became cool. My husband and I chose to homeschool while he was a public school teacher. And we were country when country wasn't cool because our small home is situated on the back of 40 acres. We got pushback from they, but we held firm. But I still have to push myself to listen to my still small voice when it comes to business and ministry. They seem to know the better way. I have to keep going back to those points that made my journey easier, the encouragement to stand bold against they, and the foundation of the Word. Those two elements are my place of peace and calm. When those line up, then I know that I'm not pursuing they, but pursuing my unique way. And I'm standing on the Word and not the world. Peace comes from that place. It gives me courage to move forward. It allows me to be more than I would be otherwise. When I find the keys to unlocking my ability to recognize my unique path, then I am this much closer to flying. And I want to fly. I want to break all the rules that they have set, not because I want to be a rule breaker, but because I want to be a purpose fulfiller. I want to live out all that God's designed me to be. And I want to do it with a flamboyant boldness that makes the world pay attention. I want to shake things up and be more and do more and show more than I had ever thought possible. And it's not going to happen if I don't recognize the limits that they are trying to set, if I don't get bolder in choosing my way. Living a radical life is not about defying the rules. It is not about being argumentative or difficult, although they will try to tell you different. A radical life is simply the life that lives outside the confines of the defined normal. I am not called to be normal, thank goodness. You are not called to be normal. We are called to be the uniqueness that we were designed to be, which means that there is no normal. Normal is a delusion that was created by the enemy. In truth, the real definition of normal is radical. I'm designed to be different from everyone else. And when I live out my different, then technically I'm living out the normal life. I thank my superhero uncle for instilling me this idea in me at an early age. The daring to be radical. Although I did not always appreciate his radical ways. And today, I do not agree with some of his radical thinking. He encouraged me to step out of the box. Or more than that, he gave me the hammer to crush the box to tiny bits. Then my dad helped me hone that place of courage into a tool for the Spirit. While I had been radical for the sake of being radical before, with the direction of the Word, I began to be radical with the understanding that it meant to not be conformed to the world. In John 17:16, Jesus is praying for and over the disciples and all of us that were going to come after the disciples. And Jesus was talking about how he was not of this world. And he said, they are not of this world, just as I am not of this world. It's not that Jesus wanted God to take us out of this world, but he wanted us to become so grounded in God's truth, in the Word, in a personal, intimate relationship with God, that not even the distractions of the world would pull us away from that focus. In Romans 12:2, which is a perfect memory verse for radical living, by the way, Paul explains it in an easy-to-follow guide. Paul says, do not be conformed to this world. Now, he's reminding us that we're not to settle into or settle for the ways of this world. We are for so much more. We're designed to be more and for more. Paul goes on to say, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that renewing is the consistent and persistent investment in the Word. But once I make that investment and I grow up that personal relationship with God, then through that relationship with God and founded in the Word and through the Word, Paul says that I will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Trust me when I tell you this. The world will always see this as radical. The world cannot comprehend God's will. It's designed that way. I have to be in relationship with God in order to understand God's will, in order to walk out God's way. In order to recognize God, I have to be in relationship with Him. So radical is not a bad thing. It's not even a negative thing. It is simply a unique thing. My uniqueness is a radical life. When I live out my uniqueness in God and through God, then I will live out a radical life. Thank you so much for joining me for this radical journey. I would love to hear about your radical journey as well. I would love to know what it is that you're doing, your comments, your suggestions, even your struggles. You can email me over at radio@katherinelang.com, or you can connect with me by visiting the website. It's www.katherinelang.com. I'd also love to connect with you on social media. You can find me all around the internet by searching for Katherine C. Lang. On Facebook, I'm The Katherine C. Lang. On Twitter, it's @KatherineCLang. On Google Plus, it's the plus symbol Katherine C. Lang. And on YouTube, it's The Katherine C. Lang. You can also listen to all the syndicated broadcasts of Growing Hope by visiting www.katherinelang.com/on-air. Now, I am Katherine Lang, your rainbows and lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and will always be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. I am daring you to be more. I am daring myself to be more because we are called to live out a radical life, bold in the pursuit of purpose, bold in the pursuit of uniqueness, bold in the pursuit of that's not the way we've ever done it before. We are unique and peculiar people. And when we live that out, the world will look around and wonder and question. Because we're living a radical life. Dare to live radical. And remember, be blessed. And in all that you're doing, be a blessing.
Thanks for joining us this week for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Catherine is a leader in encouragement, a networking specialist, and your Hope Smith extraordinaire. To learn more about Growing Hope, visit Catherine's website at www.catherinelang.com. That's www.catherinelang.com. Catherine is also available to speak or teach at your next event. Use the contact form on the website or email Catherine with queries or questions at contactus@catherinelang.com. If you are looking for more hope and inspiration for your week, you can sign up for the Reflections column that mails out each Sunday at www.catherinelang.com/reflections. And be sure to join us back here each week for Growing Hope, where Catherine shares her heart for encouragement and her vision for hope. Until next week, keep watching for that place where your heart is open to pursue the extraordinary.